Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about running a storm cleanup project using heavy equipment. And again, this episode has been sponsored by B&R Equipment. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.brequipmentco.com or give us a jingle at 817-379-1340. And are you looking for great Caterpillar apparel, hats, shirts, t-shirts, watches, cases for your iPhones, you name it, anything with the cat logo on it, come to this, which is affiliate link. It'll take you to right to the site at www.heavyequipmentarticles.com/cat hats. All right, here we go on to the podcast. Heavy equipment is one of those inventions that have made life way easier. Basically made our life a lot easier in the construction business or any business doing repairs, construction, demolition, you name it. Different types of heavy equipment that are available in the market can take care of any kind of heavy duty work. It can construct, destruct, and remove anything from anywhere without much of a trouble. Though storms like hurricanes, tornadoes, cyclones, even snow storms are some of the natural forces that cannot be prevented. The damage that can be caused by these can be repaired and maintained with the help of heavy equipment. You know, just like pushing snow to the side with wheel loaders, stuff like that. And right now in Texas, with all the hurricane mess with the machines going in and out of there, cleaning it up, demolition. Next, managing the damage. Storms are sometimes extremely destructive, resulting in much of the damage and financial losses that become absolutely difficult to overcome the losses. What is added trouble is that the storm simply disconnect the world, and this brings the livelihood to a standstill. Even after the storm has stopped, people fall to the back to get back to the normal life to cope. This is because the roads, the houses, and everything else is affected by the storms. In such a case, heavy equipment comes in to help to remove the debris and construct the damage. And remove the damage and demolition and then rebuild with heavy equipment. Next, managing railroad damages. Railroads are one of the most important aspects of communication that is often damaged by storms. There are some areas of the railroad where it is absolutely difficult for rail equipment to go in order to remove the debris. The nearby forests and woods often get torn apart and break the railroads. In such cases, the mulcher excavators helps in removing the debris. These mulchers can mulch down the logs, the stems, and the huge amount of forest debris within a very short span of time. Next, repairing the roads. Often roads are damaged seriously after a storm. The bitumen and the asphalt work out of the road, come out of the road, making it absolutely impossible to drive on it and also dangerous. The bulldozers, excavators, motor graders, crawlers get to as well as the chip spreaders can manage the task within a day or two. You know, you go down there, tear up the road, rebuild it, and then next you know it, you mill it, you asphalt, bam, 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 and the road is back working. But it'll be a temporary road to get to people to safety. And then you come back later and fix it all up. What needs to be mentioned here is that reaching the remote areas is a difficult task for many vehicles because of the waterlogging. However, heavy equipment is specially designed to manage storm damage are capable of going through some water. Next, dumping the debris. Along with removing the debris, it is also very important that you take the debris to the dumping grounds. The loaders help in this task. Loaders come in various sizes and they can carry huge amount of loads from one place to another. You can also hire a dumping trucks for the task of carrying the debris. Depending on the damage and the type of help that you need, you can choose the heavy equipment. The heavy equipment for storm cleanup can either be hired or purchased. You can decide whether you want to own the equipment or hire it when it is needed. There are very many suppliers who often offer both brand new and used heavy equipment for various purposes. Choose a good and reputable supplier. Again, you know, you got to find people like B&R Equipment and to help out with certain things like that and cleanup, you know, and then rent it out to construction companies or individuals to clean up that debris. Again, if you got any questions, give us a jingle, 817-379-1340. Thank you and God bless.